The following morning walk takes place on Waikiki Beach, Hawaii, on May 28, 1975.
This earthly planet also looks bright like the moon.
At night?
No, when it looks bright.
Well, they say from space, when looking at Earth, it is also bright.
Bright.
Yeah.
But why daytime it is looking bright? Why it is not bright? The moon is bright, it's steady. But is it bright?
Is what?
This earthly planet is also bright?
I'm not sure.
Within this universe, are there other planets within this similar to the earthly planet, where the inhabitants are getting the same similar material bodies?
No, every planet there are inhabitants.
But similar to this? This is called Matrilok. And are there other...
Not similar. Every planet is different from the other. Just like in down planets, there is no sunlight. So how they can be one? There the light arrangement is different.
Vrindavan only on the earthly light planet.
Yes, Vrindavan is there already.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Because I know when he comes to the earthly planet and he displays to the human being, that I know that there's the higher and lower planetary systems. But like when he goes to any universe, it's always to the earthly light planet, like such as Earth. It's always like that.
Like the government has got a separate house in every big cities.
Mm.
Similarly, in every planet there is a replica of Vrindavan.
But what about Lord Chaitanya? He is a little rarer.
Huh? No.
Chaitanya.
All incarnate. Difficulty is that this foolish man, they cannot understand God is a person. Therefore, they're puzzled. That is it. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdate, the absolute truth is manifested in three features, impersonal Brahma, Paramatma, localized Paramatma and personality of God, that they cannot understand. They take that impersonal Brahma as important.
Previously, people believed in the personal idea, but now they have become very envious, they have tried to get rid of it.
More demands. Because with the progress of so-called civilization, people are becoming more and more demons.
Mm.
So they cannot understand. Murha na abhijanati. Murha. They cannot understand. Very difficult. More dull-headed, less intelligent persons are coming. That, see, formerly there was no skyscraper building. Now they're thinking, so long this body is there, let us enjoy. And then the body, dehi asmin jatha dehi komar, the soul is within the body, there is no care. And that he is going to become a dog next life, but he is satisfied that this life I have got this skyscraper building.
Previously, the only big building was the church.
Yes, big church or king's royal palace, like that. Ordinary men, they used to live in cottage, that is, especially in India. They did not. What is the use? If you are not going to leave there, it is a common sense. But they have no idea. They are thinking we shall live forever in this house. And Krishna says, I will come as death and take away all your possession. That they cannot understand. They will think, no, my possession is all, I will die, I will go to hell, still it is my possession. This is. He'll go to hell, still his position. This is intelligence.
They are so dependent that if there is no electricity, where will they get water on the 20th floor?
No, apart from that, there are so many inconveniences, there is no doubt of it. But he is thinking, now I have done this skyscraper building, it is my position, and even though I go to hell, it will remain my position. He does not believe next life, but he is thinking my generation. If there is no next life, what is the question of generation? Who is coming to become your generation if there is no next life? And my son, my grandson will. But who is coming to your because there is no next life, everything is finished with this body, then who is coming to your son and who is coming to your grandson? Common sense. And that's so dull.
He once told us the story of the rich man, and he died and became
a... That is also believing next life. But if they do not believe next life, then who is coming to your son? Why your son says? For your son and grandson.
He is simply an accident.
Huh?
He is simply an accident.
Then for accident you are spending so much money and energy. All contradictory. There is no reason common sense. Still they will not take the actual fact from the authoritative source.
Are you?
Krishna consciousness.
Christian what?
Krishna consciousness, is telling me.
Krishna consciousness.
Oh.
God consciousness.
What country are you from?
India.
India. Well, I'll tell you, it's sort of interesting. I hope you don't feel any affront. And what you're doing now is sort of a meditation?
Yes.
You're
chanting. Chanting the holy name of God.
Our whole purpose is to serve God and to
revive
our love for God.
That's right. I understand that. And, you know, I'm very broad-minded. I always have said, you know, one time in our Methodist church, we had a professor that was given all religions of the world. And this is rather putting it simply and fast, but it was interesting because of all the different religions, even though they all didn't believe in the divine being, Christ being the Son of God, in some cases, there's Buddha and so forth. But they all were preaching about going to the same place, so to speak. And it's peculiar, they all had more or less the Ten Commandments. In other words, they all believed in doing the same thing. So that was interesting.
But I don't think Christians believe.
So I know you people are good, just as good as I am. Bless y'all. And I wish
I and all of us were better. Christians believe in the Ten Commandments?
We think we do, I guess, but we don't practice it, you know.
Christ says, thou shalt not kill. So why is that killing?
Yes, you're right.
So
up the road someplace, maybe there's an answer.
Hmm?
Maybe up the road there's an answer someplace, but we're too slow in arriving there.
There's no answer.
Let's don't kill.
The Lord says, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? He's a Christian. If you don't obey the order of Christ, how will you become a Christian? You cannot say that you are Christian if you disobey the order of Christ.
Yes, I know. You're right.
Yeah.
You can't kill.
If you don't,
can't
if you
do
don't
other
carry
things,
out I... the order of the government, then you are not a good citizen.
Now you look like you're either English or...
Just listen.
Or,
we are neither English nor American. We are servant of God.
I know you're brotherhood of man, but I just, missed my own curiosity. Of course, you have converts of all...
No convert. Actually, we are. Just like you have got this divine dress from me. That does not mean you are convert to the dress. You are a gentleman, I am a gentleman. That's all.
I don't know whether I'm a gentleman or not. I'm just a man.
I'm pretty
lowly as far as my own opinion is concerned.
So, divine dress does not mean converts. We are in divine dress. American body or Indian body or this body, black body. This is body. But we are within the body.
What is the symbol of the staff here? There's a symbol of that, is there?
That is a big thing to be understood.
Can't be answered in one sentence, huh?
That is a symbol that is requires good explanation. If you come to our temple, then we shall inform.
Good talking to you folks.
Where from you are coming?
Pardon?
Where from you are coming?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
India.
You ever hear that?
Indianapolis.
Yes,
500-mile race.
Yeah, America?
Yeah.
It's the all-American city.
You know where the Great Lakes are in the United States? Just right down south from there. Yeah. About 100...
You have no temple there?
150 miles south of Indianapolis.
We've been there many times.
Well, you folks are good people. God bless you. And, sometimes it takes a little nerve to come up and stop you. But just curious, a lot of people might be, and they do a little staring, but they never get enough guts up to stop and talk to you. And I thought I'd do that. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Can you say that?
Can I say what?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
Christians like that should have
qualified.
That they should, they're killing?
Nah, they're killing actually. They're maintaining slaughterhouse. What kind of Christians they are, I do not know.
He admitted it, that they say it, but they really don't follow it.
Don't follow the Christian principles, then how you are a Christian? Just to make a show bottle. They don't believe in next life. Don't believe in the Ten Commandments. Christ says, thou shall not kill. And they kill, first of all, Christ. This is the follower. The instruction, thou shall not kill. But they say, first of all, let us kill you. Then we shall follow you.
That's all right, though. We have been saved. Huh? We have been saved by Christ. Yeah. We have accepted the baptism, so we are saved.
So what is the use of that church and preaching?
Well, we want to tell the others so they can also be saved.
No. The Christian church, all the priests, they eat meat. They're supporting everything, homosex, everything. Man-to-man marriage.
Now they're making women the priests.
Women priests. Women priests, there was none before?
No.
Still not very much.
And the Protestants.
That is a nice bundle.
Huh?
That is a nice bundle. Yeah. One of those.
So go farther, you can.
From a small city, he knew us and he'd seen us before. People, they can't help but notice us.
Krishna consciousness very strictly, we follow Krishna consciousness very strictly and very seriously. Like, say, for the rest of our lives, is there a chance that we'll be able to see Radha and Krishna in this life?
You read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
So there is stated, if you simply try to understand Krishna, then you go back to home. Janma karma chame dibbam. That is stated. If you simply understand how Krishna takes birth, how he goes away, why does he come, what is his mission, these things, if you can understand, then you are a fit candidate to go back. So that is explained everything in the Bhagavad Gita. You try to understand, then you are guaranteed. Where is it difficult? And if you think Krishna is an ordinary man like us, then finish. They do not understand it. If you simply accept this word faithfully, Vasudeva Sarvam, everything is Krishna. Your knowledge is perfect.
And if we don't understand Krishna completely, even if we don't understand Krishna completely.
This is complete understanding that everything is Krishna. That's all. That is a fact. Everything is the energy of Krishna. Just like in this material world, everyone knows everything is the sun side. Due to the sun side, everything is coming. That's a fact.
I've seen your pictures many times in the books.
What?
I've seen your pictures many times in the books.
In your books?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. For the first time, I can see you really.
You got our books?
Yeah. Yes, I've got some at home, and I read some weather? Of them, too.
What'd you say about the weather or the sun or whatever? You just were talking before she interrupted me.
It's fine with
all
that
is day.
Yeah.
Shitoshima, it is called Shitoshima. Sometimes it is cold, sometimes it is hot.
Can I ask you where you come from?
I come from India.
Oh, you came from India? Yeah? Which part, Ceylon?
No. I come from Bengal.
Ah, Bengal.
You have been in India?
No, No. I often went to go, but I really never had a chance.
You can stay there.
Yeah?
We have got very good, nice building in Bombay.
Could be very interesting, you know. I wouldn't mind going. But right now I can't.
Try to understand the philosophy. Your life will be successful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've heard a lot about it. I've read in the books too.
Thank you.
Some of those books I have.
I'm just fascinated.
Yeah, it is amazing.
My business is a catamaran. I run a catamaran business, yes.
Boats.
Yeah. Take tourists. That's my business.
You know, we are pretty well the first people who see you, really, you know. We've all seen you in the books.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You have more admirers here than in Juhu Beach.
They are also admirers, provided
Konnichiwa.
Come on.
This is Japanese?
Yes.
Please. Some books in the old tourist shop. It will be sold.
Hmm.
She has got my books. Might have purchased.
On the street?
On the street, yeah.
We are always here, every day.
As young man, say 20 to 23, in Jagannath Puri, I used to take bath in the sea. Mm. At that time, I had energy to take bath.
Mm.
Jagannath Puri is a nice sea.
Yeah.
Called Mahatirth.
After that, I don't remember I ever took bath in the sea.
This water is very warm.
Yeah.
You were taking bath in Jamuna.
Yes, that I was regularly when I was in Vrindavan. In childhood, I was going with my father to take bathing in the Ganges, Calcutta. Hmm. That I was going regularly.
It requires a lot of strength to bathe in the sea. It requires a lot of strength.
Yes.
You're being tossed very much.
Yeah. Many sheeps are there. Huh? And as many sheeps, as many trees are there. And each fruit, thousands of fruits there, and millions of sheeps are there, and millions of trees are there. Where is the scientist? Put into that small packet millions of trees like this. Millions of big trees are within this packet. Where is that scientist? Put in a packet, tech and millions of trees grow. And without any expenditure, there, present there, if you like, and tech. What the scientist will answer? Yes, in future, yes. In future he'll do, that's all right. But why don't you give credit who has done already?
Right.
You are taking credit by post-dated check. And one is actually paying cash, he has no credit. You are giving a false check, post-dated, and you want to take credit. And one who is paying cash immediately, he has no credit. You see how foolish you are.
They cannot appreciate something like that.
No, no. They say, don't talk of God. That is their philosophy.
Well, like we can't see him, so we can't believe it.
Huh?
We can't see who has done it.
No, you cannot see that tree where from this tree has come. From the seed? You cannot see it. You're so blind. Why don't you see? Where from this big tree has come? And such millions of big trees are on the floor. You cannot see it?
Can't see it.
Hmm? You cannot see it? Then you are blind.
It comes from that little seed.
Yes, everyone knows that.
But the seed came from another tree.
That's all right. But who has made this arrangement? Packed up
nature.
Millions of trees.
That's just
so
part
nature
of nature.
Nature is your father.
Well,
you are less than the nature.
No, I can't.
That you have to accept. Nature has already done. So either you say nature or God, doesn't matter. But you are not bigger. You cannot take the credit.
No, we are sons of nature, so nature is greater than us.
Sons of nature, that's all right. But why do you take credit? Why do you want to take credit more than nature?
We just like to understand how to use nature, to work with nature.
If you follow the Bible, it says that there was a God created.
They don't follow anything. They don't follow their own whims, that's all. If you follow the Bible, what do the Bible say? Bible says about God. They don't believe in God.
They're rubbish people.
Rubbish, that is the right conclusion. No, that's not rubbish. That is the right one.
Just like that man this morning said, well, we believe in the Ten Commandments, but we don't follow them. We believe in God, but we don't follow them.
What kind of belief? We don't follow.
Well, we believe, but we find it too difficult.
Go to hell.
We've accepted Jesus, and He's going to save us. That's why we've accepted Him. If you accept Him in your heart, then He'll save you, even though you might be weak in the time of temptation.
Then who is going to hell? Everyone is saved like that, then who is going to hell?
Well, not everyone will accept Jesus in their heart, so those people have to go to hell.
That's good. Has Jesus Christ said like that? That those who believe in me, they will be saved?
Yes.
Yes, he says like that.
Believing means I don't accept your commandment. Is that belief? As Jesus Christ, then you don't believe in my commandment, but you believe in me.
Christ never spoke the commandments, that was Moses.
Then don't take Bible, throw it out. Then don't bring Bible as authority.
They have no argument on any.
Fallen from their original culture. Still, we have seen, as soon as there is Krishna Conscious Festival, thousands and thousands. That we have experienced.
But in India, it seems that no matter what you tell them, they don't change their ways. They have their...
No. They believe in Krishna. Is God. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That they believe.
That's what the Christians say. We believe in Christ, but they don't follow.
Hmm? They follow. In India, they still. Majority follow. They're non-followers and minority.